Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phrenology report for the week of January 4th, 2025. My name is Merrick and I'm your phrenologist for the week. On Saturday, January 4th, the Earth reached perihelion, the closest point to the Sun in its annual slightly elliptical orbit. We also had 8 hours and 54 minutes of daylight. The daylight length will now be increasing. On Monday, January 6th, the snow total for the month was 0.2 inches, as reported by the local news. At this time last year, there was 9.3 inches of snow. The average for this time of the year is 16.8 inches of snow. Lake Superior has very little ice coverage, only some ice along the areas of shoreline. The ice coverage is also well below the average normal for this time of the year. On Tuesday morning, January 7th, Miss Jackson's class went out journaling, and they could see their breath in the air. It was 10 degrees Fahrenheit. There was very little snow on our school trip nature trails. It was mostly ice. The creek remains frozen with a thick layer of ice, too thick to break. On Saturday, January 4th, Miss Urban saw a northern shrike, white-winged scoter, and a trumpeter swan in the Canal Park and Park Point areas. She also saw Canadian geese, American black ducks, and a bunch of common golden eyes. On Monday, January 6th, Miss Nikki saw a great gray owl right as she was leaving school. On Tuesday, January 7th, Miss Rademacher's class and Miss Courtney's class saw a great gray owl outside the school's playground, perched on a tree. The third graders watched as the owl flew from the tree to the fence, hunting, and even found the owl had grabbed its prey because there was a little blood left in the spot. On Wednesday, January 8th, Miss Rademacher's class saw a pilot woodpecker at their classroom suet feeder. On Tuesday, January 7th, Miss Young's class found a kill site with fur and blood behind the ice rink. The fur was brown, so they thought it was a cottontail rabbit. The icy snow made it hard to look for tracks, so they aren't sure what the predator was. On Thursday, January 9th, Miss Urban saw more birch trees had released their seeds along the ground in the school forest. On Thursday, January 9th, the sunrise had all of bus 6 ooing and awing because it had painted the whole sky pink and orange. This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.